What's the deal with this?
Deal? What are you saying?
Deal.
Deal?
I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
Good deal. You won't regret it.
What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
All right, look, here's the deal.
What do you say we make this deal?
Today's loan origination process in commercial real estate is largely offline, fragmented, and inefficient. One of the biggest challenges borrowers face is finding the right lender to service their loan requirements. Today on The Real Estate Innovators, I am speaking with Tim Milazzo, CEO and co-founder of StackSource. StackSource is a tech-enabled commercial real estate loan platform which connects investors who are developing or acquiring commercial properties with financing options like banks, insurance companies, and private lenders through an easy, transparent process. StackSource is the best of commercial mortgage brokerage and updating it for the 21st century. I'm your host, Ryan Cox, managing partner at Founders Grove Capital. My experience includes raising and structuring equity capital investments for more than $175 million in multifamily assets. I'd like to announce the first Austin CRE Tech event on October 25th at the Capital Factory. I'm very excited to bring together some of the brightest CRE tech founders and commercial real estate-focused venture capitalists to Austin. It is important as an investor to understand the technology that is shaping the future of commercial real estate, and with a thriving venture community, it is equally as important to nourish the small but growing list of CRE tech startups in Austin, one of the fastest growing cities in the country. Go to www.cretech.com/event/Austin to register. And welcome to the Real Estate Innovators, the podcast that explores innovation in commercial real estate with technology, design, and development. I asked Tim about his background and what led to the founding of StackSource.
I'm co-founder and CEO of StackSource, which I've been working on for the last 2.5 years. We're an online platform for commercial real estate loans, streamlining access to the best commercial lenders across the country for all asset types, whether you're buying, refinancing, or constructing. We have a wide range of lenders on our platform. As far as my background, I was actually not coming from inside of the real estate industry immediately before founding StackSource. So I was learning through my career at Google and then Facebook in advertising technology. So first I was in a sales operations role at Google and then also a similar role at Facebook through a startup acquisition. But looking back further, I actually grew up around real estate. So my father was a leasing broker at a top brokerage in Manhattan, where he worked on a number of large office leases. So I grew up around stories of crazy landlord-tenant negotiations and personalities of different top-producing brokers. And when I went to college, I was studying finance and I interned in the real estate industry. And as much as I love the stories about real estate, my back cubicle Excel cranking internship was not the most, engaging internship. And I decided to launch my career for technology companies and ad tech, which was to me much more stimulating. So when I came back to real estate tech a couple of years ago with the idea for StackSource, it was coming back to real estate from another angle, from the technology angle, when I noticed an opportunity and then jumped back in the space to connect with people.
With a deep background in technology working at both Facebook and Google, I asked Tim about the opportunity he saw in commercial real estate.
What I first saw in real estate that drew me back in was the very first expressions of fintech. So for the last decade plus, fintech and more specifically online lending have been on the charge. So first with online consumer lending platforms, people may be familiar with Lending Club and Prosper, places that you can come online and get a loan from someone other than a traditional financial institution. And that quickly evolved into online platforms where you can compare lenders, started hopping across verticals into residential mortgages, small business lending, and ultimately started getting into commercial real estate first through crowdfunding platforms. So believe it or not, I was at a real estate meetup a couple of years ago before I started StackSource, and I saw a presentation from a real estate crowdfunding portal that was one of the top players in the early days, and a light bulb went off in my head that, hey, this is the first place you can come online and get a commercial real estate loan of some sort. but it's one very narrow piece of the market. At that time, it was transitional, you know, high rate bridge loans or mezzanine financing or maybe pref equity. But there's a whole host of other real estate capital sources from banks, credit unions, government sponsored entities, even life insurance companies. And getting access to loan quotes from those types of providers is not available online. So we have thousands of lenders where you have to know the right person. You have to pick up the phone and dial just to get some information about what their loan programs might be and if your project's a fit. And that always struck me as a fundamentally broken way of doing things in the fintech era, and an era where you can go online, interact with different financial institutions, and ultimately have access to a financial product. And I thought of commercial real estate as just one more, and commercial real estate loans is just one more financial product that people should have access to online. And that was the very first seed of a thought that led ultimately to StackSource.
Coming from outside of industry, I asked Tim how he developed relationships with banks, insurance companies, and private lenders, which are primarily operating offline, and worked to bring those institutions online.
Before there was ever anything called StackSource, I was still working in my corporate job in sales operations and advertising technology. And I knew that I had found something through pattern matching, but it wasn't. I think entrepreneurs get into the game for two reasons. Either they're addressing a personal pain point they felt before, and that wasn't me. I wasn't a mortgage broker that felt like this was too efficient. But I found it the other way, which was through pattern matching, something that a venture capitalist might do to identify opportunities, or other entrepreneurs say, hey, there could be a this for that. There could be an Uber for whatever. I thought there could be an online lending platform for commercial real estate, but I knew that I didn't know enough about the industry. I didn't know enough about the brass tacks of the process. So believe it or not, I did a couple of things. One is I was showing up at industry conferences every couple of weeks after there, at least, where I was learning more about the commercial financing process. I was showing up to CREFC and MBA and all of these real estate events and taking notes. And I think I was the only person in the room really taking notes about what panelists were saying and soaking up all the information about latest trends in real estate finance that I could. And that went on for a while. I mean, for 6 months, I was taking notes. I was setting up meetings with second degree connections of mine that were real estate investors and real estate financiers and trying to understand the process that they went through. And all the while kind of, you know, evolving my understanding of the business that could exist in this space, staying up late after my wife and my young child went to bed at night to get back on my laptop and think about, you know, the way that we can build our business plan, building our very first deck, which was probably a bunch of stick figures and nonsensical charts, but really evolving the understanding of what could exist there. So there was a journey between coming up with an idea and actually quitting my job and, you know, finding a co-founder and entering StackSource full time, which didn't happen until about 6 months later.
After declining in the wake of the Great Recession, the volume of CRE loans outstanding has rebounded to greater than pre-recession levels in recent years, boosted in part by low interest rates and strong foreign demand for U.S. real estate. I asked Tim about the current makeup of lenders and borrowers on the StackSource platform.
We've got a couple of hundred unique lenders on StackSource today across the country. That includes our national lender relationships, like our CMBS lenders, our government agencies, and major banks. But we also have a stable of regional lenders that might be good in a cluster of states, that might be a good fit if you're moving up from your local community bank and trying to figure out what's next. So we've got a wide array of different lenders across the country. As far as borrowers using StackSource, we've done dozens of commercial real estate loans at this point. We've refined the process and we continue to make it more efficient. And that's across all major asset classes. And we're working on building from this couple dozen successful transactions to building it into a national brand.
As more borrowers and lenders are matched on StackSource, I asked Tim about the insight StackSource is able to provide in respect to rates, structures, and terms.
figuring out what average rates and loan structures are across the commercial real estate industry is actually pretty tough to do. So there are a couple of major data providers that have some information about the loans that are being done across the country, like a Real Capital Analytics. CoStar definitely has some of that data. But as far as the depth of what's the amortization, the rate, the term, the prepayment penalty, there's actually nobody across the country that has definitive stats about like what your average commercial real estate loan looks like. Lenders sit on that kind of information. And, you know, certainly us as an intermediary or traditional mortgage brokers have the data about the own transactions they close. So while it's tough to give you like a delta of the average borrower saves, you know, X percent or gets, you know, Y percent higher leverage on their loan, I can say in general that people would not be closing loans with StackSource unless we were getting them better financing than they can get on their own. So, you know, if you have access, if you're a commercial real estate investor with any sort of track record, you typically have lenders and mortgage brokers that are calling after your business. And when you're willing to give something like StackSource a shot, which is new, which seems like it might provide a bunch of benefit, we get a lot of borrowers that come across and say, listen, I'm going to my traditional broker, I'm going to my traditional lenders, I'm interested to see if you can beat them. And we put us in a scenario which is a bit competitive to see if there's value in the platform. And we're often coming back with better loan terms, either on rate, leverage, prepayment penalty, what have you, based on the borrower's goals that are going to give them a higher return or a more flexible loan option or a faster close. So the fact that we're closing loans means that we are beneficial to our borrowers. Otherwise, we wouldn't be closing them. But giving you an exact delta is frustratingly hard.
And as data-driven strategies take hold, they will become an increasingly important point of competitive differentiation. I asked Tim about the vision for StackSource's data.
We wouldn't want to do something prematurely where we put out, hey, this is what these properties can finance at before even getting the live quotes from lenders. But at scale, the vision of StackSource will be to put that power back in the hands of the borrowers, where you can simply give us a property address, your financing scenario, and we can spit back, hey, this is what this property could finance at based on our extensive, you know, database of previous financing and where the market indices are at now. So that's going to take a lot of data to get to that point. But the vision is absolutely to put data science back into the service of the borrower.
I asked Tim to talk about the process to build the marketplace and the experience of onboarding borrowers and lenders.
It took some time to build up the initial version of StackSource and frankly, to get our strategy right as a startup, as we tried a couple of different models. But we initially launched the marketplace in March of 2017 last year, had our first borrowers come across the platform and close their first loans by the summer. Now, the team at that point was myself and a couple of software engineers figuring out the technology, figuring out the level of service. And only at that point, when we had closed a few loans, did we start hiring up the business team that actually supports the borrowers coming through and helps them negotiate with the lenders and provides that advisory layer. So it's been a year now, as we record this in July 2018, since our first loan closing last summer in 2017.
I asked Tim about where they are focused to help grow the StackSource platform.
We are focused on growth at this point because the product is working well for our borrowers. And there's a lot more to do on the product end and new features and making the process simpler and easier and connected to all the ways and other pieces of real estate tech that you might want to use that are going to add value to the process. But we are focused on growth. One thing I can share is that we're hiring. So we're hiring for more capital advisors that may be in a traditional lending or mortgage brokerage role that are interested in life at a startup and a much more collaborative and open culture. You know, we very much pride ourselves in the tech culture. You know, we work in a WeWork. We're part of all the major real estate tech events. And we have a culture of autonomy. We're looking for people that can take care of their work, that can close business, that can help our customers, and really want to grow their career rapidly. So that's one thing I can share on the growth front is that we're hiring for capital advisors in a bunch of major markets. StackSource is based in New York, but we've already hired one capital advisor outside of New York in Atlanta. And there are other markets where if you're an experienced mortgage broker or lender and looking to take that next step, maybe a role at StackSource would be that way to take a stepping stone onto the next step in your career.
With a focus on growth, I asked Tim how StackSource measures success.
Some of the numbers that we look at are, how are we really helping our customers? What's the conversion rate of people that are coming through with a reasonable loan request and actually ending up with a financing quote that beats what they would have gotten in the market otherwise? And trying to continue to optimize from the top of the funnel to the bottom. And I think that's going to be the most transformative for us because it's the best thing for our customers. So while I would love to say, hey, we're going to be the first platform to hit X number of loans originated, I think in the long run, it's not just going to be who gets to certain numbers first and who grows fastest, but it's who's really going to create solutions and financing solutions for their clients through the technology play. That's going to determine who's going to be successful in building the best business in this space. So we're really focused on trying to take care of our clients, get great loans closed, make people happy with the financing process and happier than they've ever been, and also make StackSource a great company to work at for the people that are joining our team. So I think if we can accomplish all of that, the number of loans closed and the volume is going to take care of itself.
With the proliferation of fintech and the emergence of platforms like StackSource in the CRE tech space, I asked Tim who he views as their competition and how StackSource differentiates themselves.
There are a few people that are entrepreneurs in the space that I have massive respect for that have come from different backgrounds than myself and from my co-founder that are working on what has ended up being a similar or competitive product. And I can say that first, competition is a really good thing to validate that, hey, there's really something here. And other people that even have pivoted from other spaces to compete with us are coming online to try to do a similar, to meet a similar function. I'll also say that we're not just a technology platform, though we do have world-class engineers from the likes of places like Google that are working on our tech stack. But we're also a full service capital advisory as well. So we've already hired a couple of people from traditional mortgage broker and lending roles that are capital advisors on our team. And they are bringing solutions where sometimes matching to the right lender is not enough. The borrower might need their expectations set correctly. They might need help negotiating with these lenders. And there might be more to the transaction, more hair on the transaction than simply matching to the right lender. And in that place, that's where our team really shines. So it's not just a website, right? We are a team of capital advisors that are made more efficient and focusing more on our clients because our technology does all the machine things and our humans, they're doing all the human things. Once a year, there comes out a ranking of top commercial financing intermediaries. And by my own count, there are 27 or 28 companies that are doing at least $1 billion a year of commercial financing as an intermediary. Zero of them are technology companies. So there's this huge untapped market where there's traditional brokerage. You have to pick up the phone. You have to go through a human that's going to have an inefficient process. And while human beings are not going to be taken out of that process, and they're very important, and the advisory and the expertise are of paramount importance, and that's why we have capital advisors, attacking the inefficiencies is the huge opportunity here. And borrowers are resonating with it once they give it a shot. And that's really the competition. It's these 27, 28 traditional commercial mortgage brokerages that have no technology strategy, that are not thinking about solving these problems for customers. And a few startups, StackSource included, are stepping into this huge space where I just can't imagine that in 5 years, that's fundamentally the case, where the top commercial financing intermediaries are not at least hotly competitive with technology companies.
There's about $6 trillion worth of commercial real estate in the United States. I asked Tim about StackSource's business model and fees as they try to modernize this massive market.
We do get a small cut of the transactions that go through our platform, so it is a percentage of the loan. And we're just about at market pricing on many loan scenarios. But there is a twist, and a twist in the borrower's favor, in that we're increasingly adding lenders to our platform that are preferred lending partners for StackSource. And what that means is they will actually originate a loan with StackSource at no fee. So the borrower is saving on an origination cost that they'd otherwise be paying. This actually happens in the traditional mortgage brokerage world where there's an arrangement between a lender and an intermediary. And typically that pads the pocket of the mortgage broker. And now instead of padding our pocket at StackSource, we make the fees transparent. You can see exactly what the fees are on your loan quotes as you receive them on the platform. And if you're able to close and the best lender for you is one of StackSource's preferred lending partners, you're going to get a reduced or eliminated fee outright. So that's a transparency play that leads to a lower fee on many transactions. Though StackSource collects the same revenue at a high level that a mortgage broker would.
And finally, I asked Tim how technology is enabling capital advisors to create value for borrowers and lenders.
We don't like when humans work on tasks that a machine can do better. And so we're aggressively automating pieces of the capital advisor's role that allow them to focus harder on the client relationship and the deal. So things that people don't do at StackSource that they do at traditional mortgage brokers are things like designing the PDF just so the lender gets the best flavor of the deal up front. Cranking very rudimentary metrics that a lender is going to recalculate and re-underwrite anyway, but just for the purpose of the offering memorandum, like the debt yield or the LTV or the LTC. Lining up loan quotes and making sure the size of cells in Excel are correct. Like there's a lot of this kind of analyst level work that's mind numbing. At a traditional intermediary if they don't have technology-driven automation. And those are just a couple of examples of things that we're aggressively automating to make our capital advisor's job more efficient. So again, they can focus on the client.
Great to connect with Tim Malato of StackSource today. StackSource's new marketplace product lets commercial real estate owners and developers easily connect with bank and non-bank lenders. The platform guides users through the process of building a digital loan request and automatically connects them with matching lenders through StackSource's proprietary lender database. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Want daily interviews with real estate investors and none of the fluff? Go to bestevershow.com, where Joe Fairless interviews daily real estate investors and entrepreneurs about their best advice ever. Go to bestevershow.com.
And that concludes our show. I'm excited to follow Tim and StackSource's technology and data-driven approach to commercial lending grow in 2018. You can find out more about Tim and StackSource in the show notes. Please subscribe to The Real Estate Innovators and leave a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts, which helps us grow our audience. You can find out more about me and Founders Grove Capital at foundersgrovecapital.com. Until next time, innovators.